Welcome to the Smart Marketer podcast with Ezra Firestone, sharing stories, ideas, and techniques to help you grow your business and have fun while doing it.
All right.
Clay had no idea why you were growling at him.
Missed that part. Okay, cool. Oh, that's awesome. I dig that. Okay, so back to lead generation, because I think this is really helpful for people who have e-commerce businesses. Who here has an e-commerce business? Is it like, okay, that's rock on. That's awesome. Okay, I love selling something that's real, you know? It makes marketing so much easier. You don't have to be like coming up with some crazy concepts and use words like tsunami and like earthquake and all kinds of natural disaster-based marketing. Okay, so, all right. So step one, create a lot of opt-in opportunities, right? You should create a lot of these. So what is it, like HubSpot found that people who only have one opt-in mechanism get something like a tenth of the leads that someone with like 10 to 15 landing pages gets. You should have a lot of landing page opportunities. A lot of people say like, well, what's the best lead magnet, or what's the, you know, what's the best thing to give away to get people to opt into my list? And it's like, well, the answer to that, the best thing to have is like a ton of things that you can opt in for. At Lead Pages, you can opt in to get a free template. You can opt in to get one of our courses. You can opt in to get on a webinar. You can get opt in to subscribe to the blog. You can opt in to get like a content upgrade, so like a better version of like one of our posts with some like a value-added piece. Like there's probably at least 400 opportunities to opt in on our website. And so I really encourage that. So here's one of the things to do. I've talked about this one a lot, probably because I like that picture. Here's something that's worked for us. This is like the basic concept, is to give away a list of resources. This works out really well. This kind of page, we actually improved on this one since, but this is for, this is a good example of this. It's probably more appropriate to use this in one of our older businesses than our current one. But this kind of thing works really well. This is probably like the highest converting page we've ever seen. Okay, so like split tests have shown and eye tracking studies and whatever that when you have someone like looking at the thing you want them to do, they're much more likely to do it. So we've split tests like that woman looking straight on versus into the thing. She converts better when she's looking into the box. Also, both men and women convert higher on pictures with attractive women on them. Also, less copy is generally better if you're giving something away. Less copy works better than more copy. It's kind of like, I don't know, when I was in college and unsuccessfully trying to get a date at the bar. And like, you know, like if you ask someone for their phone number and you're like, hey, like, let's go out sometime. Like, can I get your phone number? You know, because I'm really know this place and then whatever, and then you like talk for 5 more minutes, like you're probably not going to get the phone number. But if you just like shut up and say, hey, can I have your phone number? Like, it's probably going to work better. So we found less copy generally works better than more copy. Here it says, free report reveals the 5 dirt cheap tools I use to create all my videos, including my $80 HD video camera. So it's really simple. Like, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get 5 tools, and this crushes it for conversion. So this is just like the... Whoa, this is the first part. And, you know, it took me like 15 minutes to create this and 3 minutes to create this page, and we got tens of thousands of opt-ins using this. And it took me, the whole thing, start to finish, half an hour. So why is this the best performing evergreen landing page we've ever used? It doesn't require someone to process too much information. They don't have to listen to you talk for 3 minutes, which is usually a bonus unless you're a professional video personality. And everyone wants to know the tools that you're using. Everyone wants to know the tools that you're using. And the reason for this is that we have this belief as humans that if we only had the tools that the pros have, that we get the same results that the pros get. And most people would rather acquire a tool than acquire a skill. It's just a lot more fun, and it's really helpful if you sell real things that you can ship to them. So, like, these do really well. Like, oh, here's another thing. The best-selling issues of many of these magazines are the gear guides. Not every year, but a lot. Here, you know, Buyer's Guide, 325 Torture Tested Products. So you can totally do this with e-commerce. I used to, it's so funny, like, if I were doing this from an e-commerce point of view, and I was selling to like people who sell services, generally the objection is like, well, does it work for services? And then if I show the service version, other people think they need something else. But like this totally works for e-commerce. Minimalist shoe buying guide. Here's one for RVs. You can do this in any market, right? So if you're a dentist, you can do something like this. Buyer's guide, the top 5 electric toothbrushes of this year, including the one that I use. I totally opt in for something like that. If you're a life coach, app guide, the top 4 iPhone apps for increasing your productivity. Fitness experts, the only 3 pieces of exercise equipment you need at your home. Hint, they all weigh less than 5 pounds. That kind of thing is really good. Like, what kills opt-in rates if people think they know what you're going to send them, right? They're like, ugh, I totally know what he's going to send me. But if you say, like, they all weigh less than 5 pounds, that's intriguing, right? You're probably going to tell them something they've never heard before. So why should you create one of these? If you already have a squeeze page, I guarantee you this is going to probably outperform whatever you're doing now, and you can set this up in minutes, about 30 minutes, and it's, testimonial. Okay, so step 1A for getting more opt-ins, right? Turn.
If you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, all right. Just want to share the results from our landing page. Your software got us an 8x improvement over the basic homepage and a 3x improvement over the previous opt-in. I'm barely even using all the features, no social proof, weak offer, etc. Teramis, I've been using this for a little over a month now and noticed today, and by this they mean this style of landing page, and I noticed today is accounting for 71% of my new list subscribers. Wow. So that's cool. Okay, step 1A. If you take the time to write a blog post, please, for the love of everything that is good and holy, this is like emails. If you're going to write an email, please, for the love of everything that is true, split test your subject line. Why do that? You spend all this time writing an email. You could modify it in a small way and learn something significant. Why not do it? Okay, same with blog posts. If you're going to write a blog post, for the love of everything that is true and holy, please, please, please offer an opt-in opportunity. Like, so here's one. The psychology of waiting. 3 ways to optimize customer wait time in your marketing. Who thought that you'd get better results by waiting? It's a great blog post. I encourage you to read it. So here you go. Note, don't forget to grab your free copy of the Psychology of Waiting workbook, right? So you click on that, and then boom, this appears. So we're actually, because it's important to test, we're actually sending ads to blog posts like this and getting higher EPCs than we are to some of our landing pages. Awesome. Perfect. Pre-selling content. Our opt-in rate across our blog is like, forgetting the number of views we get, we're getting a 10% opt-in rate across on a per-visitor basis, not on a per-page load basis, but on a per-visitor basis. 10% of people who land on our blog end up opting in some form, which is amazing for a blog. It's amazing. It's because we do stuff like this. Like, we don't publish a blog post anymore without having an opt-in opportunity associated. So what can you give away? There's so many things you can give away. Checklists, worksheets, if you're giving a recipe, if you have got like a health site or like some, like if you're selling Blender. I got started with e-commerce. I was selling compost pails and red worms and cordless electric lawn, stuff you would buy, I bet. what? I did that. So chicken coops. Anyway, so if you're doing this, you can give away some kind of workbook related to chicken coops or like how to pick out the best chicken coop to design for your chicken. It's great. You can always find a way to give something away that people have to opt in for. And so, like, this dude is killing it. Like, the Ramit Sethi formula check. So if you click on that, boom, you get that that lead box. James Schramko, right? James Schramko does it kind of the easy way. Like, here's this video, and you can opt in for a PDF version of it. He needs to align that text, by the way. Here's another. Oh, Ezra, right. Okay, download the PDF transcript. I think that's still James. Oh, yeah. I mean, we recently did redesigns. We have some new designs now. So, okay. So step 2, create a follow-up sequence. Super important is to create a follow-up sequence. So someone opts in on that main page, gets a free report. That's on day 0. On day 3, send them to video 1, send them email 1. Day six, I like doing every 3 days. I found that it works out well because then you cycle through days. Like on 1 week, it's Monday. The days never line up. It's not like every Monday you get an email. And we like sending them at 6 a.m. That's what's worked really well for us. And it's also consistent with the data I presented earlier. And so we just send them to like a video like this. Or we send them to a landing page like this. So there's a whole psychology behind this page. There's a whole bunch of reasons why this kind of thing works. The first reason is we're telling them what part they are in the course. So 6 of 7. So if you're emailing people every 3 days, you should probably let them know that at some point you're not going to email them every 3 days because they might get like really pissed at getting an email from you every 3 days. But if they know that there's an end in sight, right, part 6 of 7, they're much more likely to stay with you. Next thing, there's a progress bar. Human beings don't like things that are incomplete. We have the psychological need as humans to complete incomplete things. There's this thing called the Zeigarnik effect, which actually isn't exactly this, but it's another reason why people don't like incomplete things. So free landing page course, we give them that stuff, and then there's a little buy button below. So here's sort of the format for these videos, for these little content pieces. What we do is in the first 4 minutes, we give people information that's absolutely valuable in and of itself. 4 minutes, straight value. And then in the fifth minute, we tell people something extra they would get if they bought our thing, right? So if it's like let's say you're selling like the Nutribullet, right? You might like go over three of your favorite recipes and why you like them, and then you would talk in the four, and then in the fifth minute, you would like tell them something the extra they'd get if they bought the Nutribullet through you or whatever. So there's lots of ways to do this. No, it's gone. Oh.
You got batteries?
Yeah.
You want to bring
yourself? No, I think it's just like hiccuping. I think it's
like.
That's awesome. Thank you. No, here it is. It's working. It was just like thinking or something. My computer's ADD like me. It has some issues. Okay, so how this works. After someone opts in, they get one of these lessons every 3 days for about 6 weeks, and really this is where the money gets made in your list, right? The fortune is in the follow-up. The money's in the follow-up. Please follow up. It's like any other relationship. It needs to be maintained. And when you do something like this, it means you make money every single day. We get a huge surge of purchases every day around 6 o'clock when this goes out, and it's been really good for us. And it means you get paid even when you're not doing a launch, even when you're not doing a webinar, even when you're not like doing some hand-waving and there's this cart closes down and the bonus goes away and all that stuff we talked about earlier. This is evergreen. And so this works really well for us. So initially, here's what I do with this content. Initially, when that first video goes out, right, you've created a video, you've created a series of videos, but just do this one at a time, right? Because you'll never do this if you're like, holy crap, I have to create like a whole bunch of these. Just do it one at a time. So the first time you create a video or some content that you want to send to your list as part of your follow-up sequence, post it to your blog and email everyone on your list, or at least your non-customers. Segment out, just email your non-customers. So the first time it goes out, and then after you've done that, take that same content, add it to a landing page, and then add it to your follow-up sequence. So everyone who opts in after you sent out the initial broadcast gets the content, but they get it as part of your follow-up sequence later on. So again, when you send this out, like the video goes out to everyone when you mail the first time, and then later you put it on a landing page like that, and people who opt in after you do the initial broadcast get it as part of the follow-up sequence. Like that. Step 3. Do webinars. Webinars are used a lot for selling high-ticket software as a service packages. They're good for B2B sales. What's often missed is that they actually work really, really, really well for e-commerce. Have you talked about?
Best sales tools.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, so. People miss the point of a lot of things. That's kind of a general statement. Just people miss stuff. But, you know, like back in the day when Eben Pagan was talking about moving the free line, everyone misunderstood him, or I think a lot of people misunderstood him. They thought the essence of that was that you should just randomly be giving more away and that you would automatically get more sales. And that isn't what he was saying. He was saying that if you give more value up front, you can charge more because people have built a relationship with you. And it's very similar with webinars. When else, like in this ADD scattered world, do you get, other than like a time like this, but do you get a half an hour, like an hour and a half live with someone with your target market? You don't usually get that. You don't usually get the opportunity to answer their questions, to directly speak with them, to have them listening to you in real time, giving a presentation, creating that bond, addressing their questions, being of use. And so when you do webinars and you're not selling a commodity product, you can generally like raise the cost. Wouldn't you say that's true? You can triple it.
Longer, right? It's like they look at your Amazon page, they're looking at it for a minute. If you've got them on a webinar, you've got more time to communicate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So he said the longer you have them on, generally the more you can charge. There's probably some point of diminishing returns after like a couple hours. It's like, this is $1 billion because we've been doing this for 20 hours. But anyway, so you should do webinars. And the first reason why you should do webinars is because you can charge more. The second reason why you should be doing webinars is because they're absolutely crushing it in terms of conversion rates. Here's one of our webinar pages that we're using here at Lead Pages. It's getting, on average, a 47% conversion rate. So if you go into Lead Pages and you sort by average conversion rate, the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm not great at counting. 7 of the top 9 highest converting landing pages are webinar registration pages. Because they absolutely, absolutely crush it. And there's an event associated with them. So like even if you weren't going to sell something, and even if not one person actually showed up for your webinar, you should still do webinars because they're going to grow your list. We hired a dude just to do webinars. So they're all live, so we can authentically say that it's a live webinar. And he does a webinar, 1 to 2 webinars every single day, and he's added tens upon tens. He's probably added 45,000 people at least to our list since he started. And he started pretty recently. So he's absolutely crushing it. Webinars aren't dead, and we drive a lot of our paid media directly to a live webinar registration page, not an automated one, a live one. And that goes back to scale. Why is it that when something works to such a huge degree, so many people are stingy to like spend more money on it? It's like, dude, if you have a blog and that blog is getting you 50 sales per day and you're posting to it once a week, why the hell not hire like a second full-time writer? And if you get double the sales, why not hire a third full-time writer and a fourth full-time writer? Like, why not do these things? I really encourage you to do it. It's great having a full-time person who does this kind of thing. So let's break down the anatomy of one of our webinar registration pages. So there's a whole bunch of reasons why this works, why this page in particular works. It's one of our highest converting pages. The first is it has a 2-step opt-in. You know, we've talked about that. It really has to do with sort of consistency and commitment. If you can get someone to commit at a low level of commitment by clicking this button, the likelihood that they'll commit at a higher level of commitment by opting in increases, right? If you can get someone to like do, like it's micro commitments or behavioral inertia, if you can get someone to do something little, it's much more likely they'll do something bigger in terms of commitment. Salespeople call it the foot in the door technique. If you can get someone to say yes like a whole bunch of times in a row, the likelihood they'll say yes like to buying your product increases. So that's one thing. The next is there's a countdown timer. And we've just been putting countdown timers on everything now. Like, there's a whole bunch of reasons why countdown timers almost universally increase conversion rates. The first reason is that they're moving, right? And the human eye is drawn to movement, and all things considered, people will stay on a page longer if there's a countdown timer, and if they stay on the page longer, they're much more likely to opt in. Second, it adds urgency to it. So I know what 17 days, 0 hours, 57 seconds, and 17, 57 minutes, and 17 seconds means. I know what that means. The human brain understands that pretty readily. I don't know March 11th. Like, if you were like, Clay, what day is it today? I probably wouldn't know. But I do know what 17 days, 57 minutes, and 17 seconds is. So that's another thing. The next thing is, this is mobile responsive. I can't stand these non-responsive webinar registration pages. And the next is countdown timer. Oh, yeah. So Ryan Dice has talked about this. There's kind of a blurred out mind map in the background. And people get that when they opt in. And so if you kind of take some information and you blur it out just enough to pique people's curiosity and tell them they'll get it when they opt in, you know, it increases curiosity and gets people to opt in. And so it's not unusual for people to get 70, 80% conversion rates with our webinar pages. Testimonials. This one? By the way, when we switch from our old page to this one, we double the conversion rate.
Basically, you need to get lead pages. Go do that.
So the process is, do one webinar every 2 weeks. Do them live. They're going to convert better, and you can directly answer people's questions. And this is one of your few opportunities to talk directly with your customers in a live setting. I recommend you do it like 3-6, not like on the 10th day, kind of like insert that in your follow-up sequence. And it's really easy to do that when you're doing them every week. You just drive them to the page that names the 2 times per week that you're doing webinars. All right, so this is my last slide, and this is like more motivational whatnot. So I really believe that if you're here today, because I hang out in like the venture-funded startup space, and you know, with B2B selling companies, and like they're so behind on marketing. Like, most large businesses are behind on marketing. Most most companies that you've heard of and respect just absolutely suck at marketing. And then we have this amazing little community of people doing innovative stuff. I was on airplane mode. Why did that happen? Okay. So you have this amazing community of people doing innovative stuff here. Affiliate marketers, people doing like math-based marketing, people who are like tracking conversions and tracking what's happening. And I see way too many people in this space that have literally the most powerful marketing mechanisms at their disposal, selling some crappy product they don't even care about. Or, you know, doing some like thing where they're like, you know, they've got some deal and they're like hawking some stuff, and like they're doing like the most advanced marketing in the world, selling something crappy that they could care less about. And so I just want to encourage you to actually do something you care about with your skills. You know, the other day I was talking to someone and he's like, yeah, I'm like doing this, he was doing this crazy stuff I'd never seen before with pay-per-click advertising. And I was like, well, what are you selling? And he's like, well, you know, I had this dude on Fiverr put an ebook together. I was like, what is going on with this picture? And it's like, I mean, there's just way too much of this going on. And so I would just encourage you to take this stuff and use it on something that could actually change the world. Like, do something that is commensurate with the power of the tools at your disposal. Anyway, that's my presentation. Thanks, guys.
This has been another episode of the Smart Marketer Podcast with Ezra Firestone. For more tips and tutorials on how to grow your business, visit smartmarketer.com and join the newsletter. You'll be notified when we post new episodes. Please also subscribe to us and leave a comment in iTunes.